He's the bookmaker for Caesars. He's the guy behind ToddsTake.com on Twitter. He's Todd Furman. Todd Furman joins us on the LegalZoom.com celebrity hotline from Vegas. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Still trying to sort out some of the aftermath of what I actually saw unfold in the ring last night. I'm still not convinced Tim Bradley has yet landed a punch on Manny Pacquiao.
start breaking it down. We know a lot of folks that may have been catching either the hockey, the basketball, whatever else last night, didn't get a chance to see it or didn't want to pony up the pay-per-view. Obviously, it's been the big chatter this morning in terms of just what seems to be an obscenely bad decision. Todd, what's your take?
It was definitely a little bit surprising, to say the least, to all of us out here in Las Vegas. You know, boxing has already had a black eye for years, and you talk about questionable decisions, the fact that they can't get some of the big names, including Floyd and Manny, to get in the ring with one another. And then last night you get a decision where, by every major metric and every journalist I've spoken to, even the ones that thought Bradley had stolen a round or two, said it was 9-3 at the worst case scenario, yet we get a split decision and Bradley's awarded the championship. A little bit surprising, and I think, you know, all you have to do is look over the Twitter timeline for a lot of prominent journalists and you get all the feedback you need.
Now, a lot of coming out in terms of lines moving. Did you see any major change as the fight approached? Because obviously everybody's scratching their heads trying to break this down.
No, nothing in the way of line movement. It's typical for us to see money coming on the underdog from the casual bettor, just for the main reason they don't want to have to lay a steep price tag of a -450 to -$5 on a heavy favorite. So the guys that are in town for the weekend, and we had a great sports weekend throughout our Caesars Entertainment properties, they'll want to put down their $50 to $100 at +350 and just hope that their underdog has a shot. I'm sure most of them in their wildest dreams didn't imagine they'd be cashing a ticket last evening.
Give me two ideas, Todd, of what the lines would be. One in Pacquiao versus Bradley rematch November, and one if what would be the line of Pacquiao versus Mayweather, assuming that they did fight here with the next, let's say, year.
From what I saw last night between Pacquiao and Bradley, I'd actually open Manny even higher than what he closed at yesterday. I think he'd have to be more of a -550 to -$6 favorite, assuming that we get the fight judged correctly. And in a Floyd-Manny fight right now, from what where Pacquiao's at in his career, I think Manny probably opens as a short underdog. You're talking about a +120, +130 dog to Floyd Mayweather.
Todd Furman, our guest, ToddsTake.com, the bookmaker there for Caesars as well. Make sure you're following him on Twitter, at Todd Furman. Todd, as you look at the outcome last night, you know, you can folks can talk about, okay, well, it's you got it a little bit fixed, or the idea is to get three fights out of these guys and all those things, trying to bring back some of the sexiness of boxing, trying to bring back the fact that people talk about it a lot. You know, I know you're there in Vegas, you're there close to it, but as some of us sit here on the outside and go, it's just something just doesn't feel right.
There's no doubt about it. I know boxing draws a ton of scrutiny, and rightfully so, given decisions like we saw last night. You have to give Dana White credit. I'm not a big supporter of the UFC, but they do things the right way, and they've been pretty transparent about how their policies work and how their fights are graded. I think the one story people aren't talking about last night is that Bob Arum came out publicly about 10 days or so and basically said that Manny's next fight was going to be against Mike Jones. Well, Mike Jones ended up catching an uppercut in a fight on the undercard. He was leading 7-2. He goes down. Then all of a sudden, you're left scrambling trying to figure out who Manny's going to fight next. And then we end up with an unfortunate result like this. We never like to talk about fights being fixed, but you do scratch your head because everyone who watched that fight really believed that Pacquiao was the rightful victor.
Yeah, because we talked a little bit about with the NBA lottery, and obviously they've had their troubles with, I guess, transparency and people whisper and doing the X-Files kind of investigation. How does boxing change the opinion of the sport? Can they at this point?
I think the biggest thing, and I know I tweeted out last night and had all sorts of interesting feedback from some folks, is to actually keep a live real-time scoreboard up there so you know what every judge is scoring round by round. It's not a secret formula that we're keeping under wraps until the fight is completely over. So if I'm responsible for my card and I have to post who wins each round, then I bring the scrutiny on myself if I grade it very differently than one of my fellow judges. And you can't end up with a result like that last night where I don't understand how anybody sees how Bradley would have won the majority of rounds.
Todd, switching gears a little bit, obviously now we know who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals. I think it's a good versus evil matchup. What does Vegas think of this matchup, and who wins it in how many games?
Oklahoma City opens up as a 4.5-point favorite in Game 1, series price minus 165. So a little bit surprising in that nature. I know I thought Oklahoma City should be about a 140 or 150 favorite, but some of my colleagues even went higher, despite there being some questions about how Oklahoma City was going to handle the 2-3-2 format. I think this is a Thunder series to win, and I really believe it goes the distance. I think we're going to see seven games, and I think Oklahoma City really needs to hold serve at home the first two. Otherwise, the Heat will have a huge edge when you talk about going home potentially 1-1.
Todd, last question for you here. We've been talking about it all morning. If you could bring back any television show in its prime, something you were a fan of that you wish could have kept going at this point, what would you bring back?
If I'm going that route, guys, I'm not bringing back a classy drama. I'm bringing back two sitcoms, one I watched growing up religiously, and that would be Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Would be one of them. And the other one I would bring back was the Arliss show on HBO. All about sports agents and the antics that went into that.
Well done.
Nice job. Follow him on Twitter at Todd Furman. And, of course, when you're in Vegas, go check out the book at Caesars and all the rest of it. You can also find him online, toddstake.com. Todd, thanks for some time. Appreciate you and Caesars with what you do. Thanks for swinging by this morning.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, man.